Now you have in chapter 66 a panorama here of prophecy. And you can write over this, thy kingdom has come. Today the prayer is, thy kingdom come. Here it has come. And we have here the Lord designated as a creator, a ruler, a redeemer, a judge, a regenerator, and a rewarder. And that's in the first 13 verses. And then the Lord decides the destiny of both the saved and the lost. And here we see the kingdom passing before our eyes. And you get two glimpses of eternity, those that are saved and those that are lost. And don't forget, both are real. Now we have here verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. This little earth that you and I live on, it's not very important. It's just a footstool for God. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? In other words, this whole earth could just be a footstool for God. In any temple down here on this earth, it couldn't contain him. Solomon recognized that. And Solomon in his prayer dedication of the first temple said, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I built. And so the eternal character of the kingdom seems to me to be the very presence of God. And you won't need a temple there. I think that the New Jerusalem will be a place where the people on earth are going to come up and worship. They're going to come up and visit. And now, the marvelous thing, the God of creation, the God who's high and holy and lifted up, as we've seen in this book, notice what he says in verse 2. For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. God, who created this vast universe, he is above it and beyond it. Nevertheless, he condescends to dwell with the humble and the contrite of heart. And the poor, oh, what condescension on the part of God. And this is the day when the meek shall inherit the earth. And in fact, they're going to inherit all things. And then he says, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. That's verse 3. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. And apparently the sacrificial system will be dispensed with after the millennium. To offer an ox without the spiritual comprehension was the same as murder. In other words, everything in eternity must point to Christ or to that which was once pointed to him, and you perform it instead of looking to Christ, that becomes sin. And that's the reason I think that today to bring a sacrifice is sinful. You tread underfoot the blood of Christ. You just say he hasn't come.